This is Rocco Granato reporting from Bryn Athyn College. With me right now, I have General Manager of Team USA, Jimmy Butler. Jimmy, a nice display out here with the members that you selected to represent the United States of America in the scrimmage. What did you see as far as positives and negatives?
Real quick process on putting this team together as opposed to some of the other U.S. national teams' process getting these guys together. So it was nice to see the playing together, playing as a group early and often. Some of the sloppiness from not knowing each other, you know, comes with the territory when you try and put a group together like this. But a lot of positives and a lot of nice energy on the bench.
Yeah, now, you see players out there like Garrett Thole, who wasn't sure at the time whether or not he'd be able to make the team because of his military commitment. Having a body out there like that, and I was just speaking with him, he's ready to get out there and hit somebody. He said it's been a while. So to see his body out there has to be a big boost for this team.
Yeah, it's nice to have a player of Garrett's stature and his ability, and you know, all these guys make some big life decisions to make the commitment to do this as volunteers, and nobody's paid for this, and take a week and a half off from work and a couple of times out for camp, and most of them play with the indoor league and the outdoor league, so it's a pretty demanding schedule. But Garrett's a wonderful young man. I've gotten the pleasure to work with him a couple times, and really looking forward to seeing what he can do and how quickly he can advance in the box game.
Now, one player that is sticking out, I guess, in my mind, and a few others, Blaine Reardon from University of Albany, the only college player to make Team USA. What have you seen in his game?
Well, Blaze is, watched a lot of film on him because he was not, he didn't participate in our one of our earlier camps. So I have been able to watch a lot of film, but I was just amazed at his feet. It's one of the things that you don't really see too much at his level when he plays indoor in Junior B. The competitiveness that he has against the quicker defenders that he saw this weekend was very impressive. And again, I think he's an outstanding young man. He's got a lot to learn, but has some really good skills that will certainly help us going forward with the team.
Now, in the fourth quarter, I think the second half going into the fourth quarter, looked like Coach Resch and yourself and your coach were deciding to do some set plays, some 6-on-5s, maybe an extra minute of downtime. Was that so you get the chemistry going with everything?
Yeah, again, it's an exhibition, but it's still a scrimmage. And, we're very fortunate to get the group, from Philadelphia area to come in. There's some tremendous players today. Coach Slade is a believer in the U.S. program and really helped us, with helping them, get through some, like you said, some 6-on-5, some man-down situations, and really, really helped us a great deal with the process of we have a saying right now where it's one step forward every day. And that's all we're trying to do is make one step forward every day as we go through this process. And, today was one of those days where we took a step forward, and we'll continue to do that.
Yeah. Now, what do you think of the support out here? A lot of these people that you see out here were ones from the Wings practices, the Wings games. To see them back out here, how does that what kind of memories does that bring back?
It's always been a pleasure to be associated with the city of Philadelphia, having worked for the Wings for a couple of years, and getting to know some of the Wings fans and the people that support the Philadelphia lacrosse community. I have some very dear friends in the area with Chris Hupfeld and Adam Mueller, and of course Tony Resch, being from this area, where it's just wonderful. The families that are involved in the lacrosse community in Philadelphia are some of the best in the country. When we get to come here, it's always a wonderful situation and a lot of fond memories of being involved in this sport for over 25 years and seeing a lot of the same faces. It's just tremendous. It really is. And I have a pleasure to get to know them as fans and people and their families. It's really a great honor to be around Philadelphia as much as I am.
Jimmy, thank you so much for taking the time. I wish you all the best of luck in the upcoming tournament, and hopefully I will see you on Medal Sunday on the 27th.
Hopefully.
All right. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Again, that was General Manager Jimmy Butler of Team USA. Again, this is Rocco Granato reporting live from Bryn Athyn College.